Wednesday, March 19th, 1986. The preacher is Professor William Schmelder. The sermon text is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The sermon theme is In Christ in Triumph.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph. There are times when the life and ministry of St. Paul look anything like a triumph. Listen to the catalog of troubles, all taken from the second letter to the church at Corinth. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, and life in you. As servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, hunger, by purity, knowledge, forbearance, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. I am a better servant, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I have received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I have been beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I have been shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, and apart from other things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to fall, and I am not indignant? For the sake of Christ, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. Does that sound triumphant? And yet he says, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph. There are times when the church does not look very triumphant. The caustic remark of Joseph Stalin has its application today. You remember when someone said to him, but what about the Pope? He said, how many divisions does he have? How many ICBMs does the church have? How much clout does the church have in the corridors of power in the world? Oh, sometimes we almost get to believe our own rhetoric and our own hype. We talk about this great church body of which we belong, which is really only a drop in the bucket, even for world Christendom. And I think we can, with relative assurance, state that President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev and Deng Xiaoping do not lose any sleep over the latest jitterings at the International Center. They probably don't even care if anyone's being pugnacious. Who cares what the Missouri Synod is doing? There are times you would believe that its own sons and daughters don't, because they seem bent on its demise. But you know, the church doesn't look very triumphant. We sort of stumble along, a kind of anachronism in our technological world. We're kind of the corporate embodiment of a Father Mulcahy blessing the Jeep while real men go off to war. And yet, it is said of this church, of us, thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph. Well, what kind of triumph is this if it's not the triumph that the world understands? What brand of triumph belongs to the people of God, that God in Christ always leads us in triumph? Well, note first of all that it isn't our triumph. The triumph is only in Christ. It is in Christ that God leads us in triumph, because it is Christ who triumphed, because it is the Christ who went into combat against the forces of evil and the enemies of the word and will of God. For this reason, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ is stamped on all the passion history from its inception. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written in the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. He will be delivered over and put to death, and the third day he will rise again. And to those who thought they had a grasp of power because the Roman eagle had triumphed, the Lord Jesus said, you would have no power at all if it were not given you from above. No one took his life from him. He had power to lay it down and power to take it up. And that is why the cry from the cross is the shout of triumph. Tetelestai, it is finished. And he reigns in triumph from the tree. By his death, he destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has restored everlasting life. The triumph is in Christ. And we have been incorporated into Christ's triumph. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon the forehead and upon the heart, in token that you have been redeemed by Christ the crucified. When you get up in the morning, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Because we have been baptized into the death of Christ and raised to newness of life in him, and God's absolution, his full forgiveness for Jesus' sake, has been pronounced upon us. We are in Christ. And because we are in Christ, thanks be to God, because he always leads us in triumph. The Apostle Paul is given the triumph, the victory celebration of the conquering hero, of the victorious general. He is accorded the triumph. and we are given the triumph in Christ. And all the stuff of a first century triumph is brought to bear. The victory parade, the drums and the trumpets, the garlands of flowers, and the clouds of incense. That's the triumph, and it's ours. And through us, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, the fragrance from death to death, and the other, the fragrance from life to life. God always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Through us spreads the aroma of the sweet-smelling sacrifice. Through us brings the fire and the salt. Through us brings the good news of forgiveness and life. And the gospel triumphs. The gospel always triumphs, even when it seems that those who carry the gospel have little that is triumphant. It is the gospel that triumphs. And so we are the fragrance to those who are being saved and to those who are perishing. The gospel does its saving work, and it brings through us the aroma of Christ from life to life. And the gospel also works in its rejection. When people obstinately refuse this good news of the sacrifice and sweet-smelling savor of the fire and the salt, and would go their own way, the gospel is still vindicated as the only way to life, and therefore becomes to those who are perishing the fragrance of death to death. In Christ, God always leads us in triumph. It is his triumph. It is his gospel. He is not dependent on our successes for him to be successful. Rather, he takes us in our weakness and makes us sufficient. Who is sufficient for this? We are, not of ourselves, but because God has qualified us to be ministers of the new covenant. Because we are not peddlers of God's word. We are not the hucksters out there beating the bushes for our own measure of success. We're not peddlers, but we are men of sincerity, men whose lives and words and deeds can stand the light of day, men who are commissioned by God, men who are empowered by the presence of God, and men who know only one message, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And thanks be to God, with those, God does his gracious and good work. In Christ, he always leads us in triumph. So come with thanksgiving and taste the triumph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.